Holidays are always a good time for celebrations, and in Philadelphia, there's one that's been going on for over 90 years. In the Easter Parade. Get your free bunny ears and wear your Sunday best, because there are six different categories in the Best Dressed contest. Master of Ceremonies Henri David will be there, along with Mr. and Mrs. Cottontail and Philly Union mascot Fang, Eagles mascot Swoop, and the Eagles cheerleaders. The Promenade is a family-friendly Easter event, but there's something else that happens each year for the 21 and over crowd. The Fairmount Bunny Hop is now in its 26th year. $10 gets you some bunny ears and access to 8 of the neighborhood's top bars. But you better hop to it. It starts tonight at 6 p.m. We'll have more Easter events on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. Baseball is back, and the Fightin' Phils begin their quest to overcome last season's disappointment and return to the World Series. Their home opener is at Citizens Bank Park Friday at 3:05. Tickets for the original Thursday date will be honored. The game is officially sold out, but resellers may be able to help you out. And if you don't make it to the park Friday, the team begins a 6-game homestand versus Atlanta and Cincinnati. Go Phils! The Philadelphia Fringe Festival doesn't happen until September, but this weekend, Fringe Arts presents Mini Ball 2024, which goes through Sunday. Eclectic and experimental workshops and performances include Scratch Night, the Cast-Off Cabaret, Dance Church, and even an Easter egg hunt with prizes. Some tickets are pay what you wish, but get them quickly because space is limited. Women's History Month comes to a fitting end as women dominate the musical offerings this weekend. Carole King is one of the preeminent singer-songwriters in music, and her songs, they've stood the test of time. Her life story is told in the Tony Award winner, Beautiful, the Carole King musical, at the Walnut Street Theater through May 5th. In Jersey, at the Broadway Theater of Pittman, Janis Joplin's music is the highlight of the one-night-only performance of Just Like Janis. South Jersey native Kat Manning covers some of Joplin's greatest performances, including at Monterey Pop in 1967, at the Fillmore in 1968, and at the legendary Woodstock Festival in 1969. Just Like Janis is on Friday at 8 p.m. Nicki Minaj, the rap queen of the barbs, she's in town. I fly with the stars in the skies. She's the top-selling female rapper of her day, and she's at the Wells Fargo Center on Friday night. Dress code, pink, of course. The show starts at 8 p.m. We, young money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy, cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just... We don't think Taylor Swift has to shake anything off these days, because it looks like there's no bad blood between her and Travis Kelce. It's really a love story. They've been spotted having fun on vacation, and Taylor's not back on tour again until May. But you can still dance to her music at the Taylor Party happening on Saturday at the TLA. It starts at 9 p.m. We think it's nothing but good karma to be there. It's our time to party, so we've got to get ready. After all, we have an Easter outfit to pick out. We hope your holiday weekend ends on a high note, and on Sunday at City Winery, it can, literally. Canadian songstress Melanie Fiona is at City Winery on her spring tour. She's doing two shows at 5 and 8:30 p.m. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more things to do. Wishing you and yours a very happy Easter. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.